have had a message. I've had a message in the church. I have had a message with our salespeople. I've had it with our staff. I've had it with the kids. The whole manifestation of the world, the universe, everything we experience, everything was made manifest from the spoken word. Everything. I don't think I ever really understood how powerful that statement is. But I know that the breakdowns that are occurring in homes and marriages and in interpersonal relationships and amongst teams, and when people are not performing or they're having trouble with sales or they're having trouble with capital, all of those things, they're having trouble with their doubts in their faith. It's always about communication. People think, no, it's lack of wisdom. It's education. It's not. It is, but it's not. It is, but it's not in that we know what to do. We know what's supposed to be happening. We know we're supposed to be engaging people. We know we're supposed to be calling people into alignment with the objectives and agendas we're setting forth and compelling them to go forward. We know those things. But we've lost it on the communication side. Because the real skill isn't the basis of understanding the parts and the forms. The real education is in the communication. So people got the education, but they don't have the communication. And it is rapidly, rampantly breaking down every aspect of our society. The people that are achieving at the highest levels have really mastered their communication skills. Anytime you get an objection, anytime somebody spins the table, anytime somebody starts taking you down a path that wasn't the path you wanted to go down, it's because somebody is always selling and influencing somebody else, right? I mean, we hear it in sales trainings and read about it in sales books. They're either selling you or you're selling them. They're convincing you, why not? Why the price is too high, why I don't need this now, why I have to wait, why I have to talk to somebody. And they're convincing you to let go instead of you convincing them to drop those excuses and step into the smarter decision. And it's everywhere. So Don is out right now. He's working on capital. And he'll get people that'll push left and push right and nudge them back. And he's trying to get them to just make a decision, but they start walking down the lines of details. I need this information or that information. And he'll run through the hoops and get them the information. And then they don't act because we didn't have them yet. Something wasn't quite hitched up, like the boxcars weren't coupled up yet. It's happening to all of us all the time. I was focusing on it when I was on this call with this massive venture capital fund. I was very worried about not getting the communication right because they need it to be presented in a very specific way. And it's not the long, deep dive education that you would give a typical capital source. And so we all are dealing with going down certain paths and pursuits and not getting what we want. And a lot of times what will happen is we start thinking something's wrong. Something's wrong with the picture of the business, or something's wrong with that vision or financial picture, or something else needs to occur first. Right? That's common. People make excuses for not doing things, and people don't want to feel mistaken or be judged as wrong. And so it's almost a battle of who's going to, you know, who's got the bigger fear of being the most wrong. And people will fight really, really hard to not be wrong. You know, they say that more so than falling, because people have a fear of like falling backwards, it's a natural fear, natural concern. See that people's biggest fear, the big fear of all fears, is not being loved. And it comes in the form of, you know, they'll think, well, I'm ashamed, I failed, I'm not good enough. But all of those things are the outcroppings, the symptoms of a core condition, which comes underneath a label of feeling rejected, which really is not being accepted, which at its deepest level is not being loved by the person across the table or on the other end of the phone. And it's devastating. And we get wounded by it, and we struggle with it when we're selling, whether we're selling our security or our securities being our stock. Somebody in our company's selling one thing or another. It's always the same worries. We hate the feeling of being rejected. We're always trying to take ourselves to the next level. And whenever we're trying to get to the next level or create a bigger business or get out of our comfort zone and fight the things we may not be good at, maybe it's being more organized, maybe it's getting over procrastination and picking up the phone more often, or being better about going in and out of these different businesses, or being more assertive, or trying to curb being overly assertive. I mean, we all have got these different things. Sometimes we just want to get it done, but we skip educating ourselves enough and rehearsing enough to get the communication and the education on the same page so that we can be the most compelling. So people that don't go our way are the ones filled with doubt. We're not the ones filled with doubt leading the table. When we leave the table and we don't have the communication right and we're not the most compelling, we walk away feeling underappreciated and devalued and not validated the way we had hoped to be validated. But the person that we allowed to sell us down into depression or a feeling a sense of failure, or somebody that we let convince us, they didn't actually say it, but the outcome convinced us that we should doubt our abilities or doubt our future or doubt the hope of a bigger income and financial freedom, or doubt that we can do as good as somebody else we've seen do great. That doubt creeps in. Now, what's funny is that you weren't the only one that left the situation with doubt, because you came in strong to convince them that this was the most important thing. I am the most passionate person about this service we provide. Nobody's more passionate than me. Nobody believes more in it than I do. Nobody believes deeper and with more confidence in the future that the prosperity created for our investors, for our team, the improved state of wellness and the extended longevity and the confidence and peace of mind that our customers are going to get from our product. Nobody's more convinced of these things than me. I know that we have the best monitoring response facility. I know we have the most dedicated customer service team. I know we've got the best product with the best mix of services that's ever been brought to market. And tomorrow's stuff just takes us to a new level. I know that there's no other medical alert salesperson that are usually trade type people or call center people that can sit down and unpack the issues and the challenges associated with fears about living independently or living with a chronic illness, or what the real risks are. And I really, really know how unexpected things happen to the most unsuspecting people at the most inconvenient or unlikely times. I mean, who would have thought at 40 years old Tom would have a broken back and be worrying about whether he'd walk again and have a healthy dose of independence going forward? He was so young, but he came off that ladder. Or John Barber, who's out in a field in Wisconsin, in a tractor, in the mud, and it just slowly just rolls over, and he tries to get on top of it, and he gets trapped below, and he can't get to his phone, and his leg is pinned underneath, and nobody acres away has any idea that he's broken and suffering in excruciating pain and can't get any help. We know about all the things that we talk about on the pitch, the going down on trails, being abducted on walks, being attacked in department stores, being run down by somebody's runaway pit bull who, oh, it was always such a sweet family dog until it ripped apart somebody's grandmother in pieces. You know, you just never know what's going to happen. It's auto accidents. We see somebody in their 40s and 50s have a heart attack. We see somebody slip on ice or slip on grease or fall down a set of stairs into a rumpus room down below, down the basement where they got the pool table for the kids. And there they are for 9 hours. Kids went to school, husband went to work, fell down the stairs, can't move, paralyzed, neck tweaked, broken neck, fractured vertebrae, busted hip, sobbing at the bottom of the stairs. We know these situations happen to people that were even strong and agile, not necessarily older. And we got these great words. Hey, this is for the more active adult. This is a person who wants to stay healthy, stay active, stay safe, who wants to make sure no matter what happens, guns blazing, fists swinging, jaws clenching, fire raging, gnashing metal, heart stopping, whatever it is, we know how important it is to have expedited response. We know it. But we walk out defeated because the objections came and we had the education but not the communication. Education is like you kind of know it, but communication is more important because if you can't say what's in your heart, if you can't say it in a compelling way, if you can't like just, you know, spar a little bit, get past the objection, let them feel it. The only thing that they can exercise to grow the muscle of their confidence in you is to object and see how you respond. Object and see how you respond. Sometimes it's very conscious and sometimes it's unconscious. Sometimes they just don't want to part with some money and feel like it was a stupid decision. Sometimes they don't want to face some of the things that they're better off and safer facing. Just a little bit of common sense and reality. Why not have the protection and just not take the chances that are unnecessary? Is all of this, those clouds, those sunrises, those sunsets, those trees, those families, those businesses, those friends, those children, those moments, those holidays, those songs, those movies, those pets, I mean, all the things that are precious to us, isn't that more important than anything else? And shouldn't we do what we can that's simple and easy to have a greater degree of confidence that we're going to be able to really enjoy those things longer? I'm given all these illustrations. I have no script. I'm not looking at anything. I'm pacing. I'm looking out the windows, letting my eyes drift across cars and buildings and landscapes and mountain ranges. And I just know it. I can just sense and feel where people get. I can imagine that consumer having the same sense of fear about being rejected and not being loved and having validation withdrawn by feeling they made a stupid decision. And they need your confidence and your communication skills to build up their own confidence so both of you can bring your hands and your flesh together and squeeze each other's palms and do a transaction that leaves everybody feeling like they won. You see, there's either a sale made and everybody wins, or there's no sale made and everybody loses. Both sides lose. Both responded to fears and not wanting to be rejected. Somebody gives up because they don't want to pressure and push the other person. I don't want to upset them. So they bow their head and leave in resignation, in a personal sense of defeated shame, wondering if they should have tried harder, knowing they probably could have done better, but convincing themselves and trying to rebuild some positivity in their outlook. Convincing themselves the right thing to do was walk away. Meanwhile, the person on the other side of the table said, you know, for all those fancy brochures, for all those important points and bullets, for all of that passion they say they have for the company and the product, for how certain they are that this is great for everybody and nobody should be without it, they sure gave up when I gave them a little pushback, probably made the right decision. And now they doubt the company, they doubt the product, and they doubt you. And down underneath the surface in our gut, we all know it. And that is where that deeper anguish and sense of defeat comes, when we don't rise up, stand up, and say, I am not taking no for an answer. Well, I need some time to think about it. Well, what are you going to think about? In other words, do you feel like you got your questions answered? Are there questions that you haven't had answered yet? Do you know why this makes sense? The process of making sure that, you know, we know there's all these things that can happen out there. And I think that sometimes people are reluctant to do the right thing in their own best interest simply because they feel like it's moving closer to the danger, as though they're one step closer to some kind of trauma or tragedy. They don't want to have to use it. But let me tell you something. When you go out there in your automobile and it gets hit or totaled by some uninsured driver, oh boy, you want that insurance, don't you? Oh boy, you don't want to look back and say, I don't want to admit that that could possibly happen. Like, you have got to have that insurance. If you're ever down with a snapped bone and a piece sticking out of your leg, or you've been hit or struck or just fell, had some accident, and people will be out there. Now, I want to say you. I want to now take it away from them and push your mind outside the room. People will be down, broken, with a splintered bone, with the fear of a little blood that always looks like a lot more than it is. I mean, it's just terrifying. I don't want that for you. I don't want that for anybody. I care so much about our community, so much about our customers, and I want to be able to care about you that way and know that you've got that peace of mind and confidence. So there are all kinds of people in all kinds of meetings about all kinds of different things. They're going to buy a Volkswagen, you know. They might need to think about it. But this is the cost of a few cups of coffee a month. I mean, this isn't a lot of money. And it's so much benefit. And it's so easy and smart and responsible and convenient. If you think about it, what would you really think over? I'd prefer you look me in the eye and feel the full weight of my confidence and know that I am an expert at looking out for people's best interests, an expert in knowing that unexpected things happen to unsuspecting people at the most inconvenient times. And I am here to be that guardian angel to make sure that you are never unattended when something happens that you didn't think was going to happen later today or tomorrow or next week or next month. Of course, we hope it never happens, but there are certain things we know will happen. Usually, somebody gets sick, and it's always at a wrong time in the middle of the night, or we're waiting for a doctor's appointment. And then you might say, well, I haven't been even had a cold in 15 years. But there's always somebody around in the family who can be added to this plan that will be. And this will be the most convenient thing. And you'll say, so glad I had it. Over 6 months, I didn't think about it much. But boy, when I needed it and it was there, it was worth everything. Let me write the order and get you protected. You see, what are they going to think about? Who are they going to ask? Are you have to talk to my spouse? Take the steps to make sure that you have got the confidence to know you're going to be around to be in support of your spouse and love that spouse longer. And you know what happens? Many times people make the decision to have this. Because what happens is all of a sudden you're not wanting to admit, wow, I really don't want to admit something could happen. I really don't want to admit something could happen to Bob. But the reality is we both know, especially when we're getting up there in years, that something can happen to both of you. I mean, now, it's not just one. The odds are doubled because there's two of you. So one of you has got to make the smart decision. You don't want to get caught up in a conversation, especially with a man who never wants to admit that they could get in trouble or need directions. I mean, that's just statistically, that's just the way it goes. You know, the life that you save with that device, pushing that button, might be Bob's, might not be yours. You know, I say, give me permission to get some protection in the house, and let's demonstrate it. And then as the days go on, let's start to let Bob see how much you like it. And then maybe we can get Bob to give me permission to put a premiere on him to protect him. And just keep going. Ask for the order, and don't be afraid. Because as soon as you turn and you walk out that door, they will doubt you and the product. And they won't feel as good. People feel good when they finally surrender and make the decision that they need you to keep overcoming those objections so they can feel confident that it was the right decision. It's all about communication, and I just gave you guys a ton of different variations for objections and how to handle these types of things. And so that's off the top of the head, thinking and putting myself in your shoes and thinking about all of the selling that I have to do every day and all of the selling I've done for over 30 years in being in homes and sitting across tables, closing protection for people, and remembering what the source of all the breakthroughs was. And it was all getting my mind and heart right and getting the communication on a better inside education and all it's ever going to be to manifest all of your dreams and provide all the best services to the maximum number of people possible. It's all going to be your sequence of spoken words. Every contract, every ad, everything on the radio, everything on TV, when you think about it, all we're ever doing is looking at scatterings and splatterings of words or images that take our minds through a narrative of words. It's all communication. So there you go. You guys, orders up. Talk to you later.